Hi, you've called Ginny. Please leave a message.
Hello, Virginia. I sent you an email, huh? This fellow in Nigeria wants to send me 12 million rupees. I got another 4 million rupees. Here, it's been a month now. I don't have my 16 million rupees. What is this email business, honey?
The Ginny Show. Oh, how long it takes, I've gone on.
Emails. How many do you get a day? Maybe we should start a new reality show. How many emails do you do? Nowadays, it's not just emails. It's all kinds of messages and communication. There's text messages, phone calls, Skype calls, WhatsApp, Viber, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's no wonder why we as a society feel so overwhelmed. When do we ever get a break? From getting to and from places to our attention being caught by notifications, phone calls, instant messages. I get emails, text, and written communication from clients and others that can be sometimes taken out of context. Even though we have emojis, not everyone uses them as frequently. We're bombarded so much with communication that demands so much of our attention that sometimes we can be a little edgy and we can snap. Not necessarily because we're angry, but because we're overwhelmed. Some people can be underwhelmed, but no one is ever whelmed.
Are you feeling whelmed?
How's the file going?
I need this by tomorrow.
Can we talk for 10 minutes about the audio for...
When are you free?
It's increasingly hard to just catch a break. And this is where self-awareness comes into play. I've started paying attention to what I feel when I'm overwhelmed. The physical sensations, the thoughts in my head, and what I feel I must do. When I'm overwhelmed, my forehead starts to tense up, almost as if it's preparing me for a headache. My jaw clenches, and all of a sudden, I feel this heaviness around my face. I become thirsty, and if I don't pay enough attention to what I actually want, I'll reach for a coffee. My mind starts telling me it's becoming a hard day, and it's difficult, and I must have a piece of cake or a sugar-filled treat to reward myself to get through this excruciatingly hard day. Okay, drama queen much? Before I started paying attention to how I would respond to being overwhelmed, I actually responded in a way that made me do things mindlessly. So as you can imagine, if I felt overwhelmed at least once a week, these responses I had solidified into habits. The result of these habits? Well, let's break it down. My forehead started to tense up and my jaw was clenching, leaving a heaviness on my face because I was holding my breath. My attention was so focused on that feeling of being overwhelmed and responding in that moment of passion and frustration. I'd get headaches as a result. And what that would mean is I would turn to painkillers. I'd feel drained, and it resulted in me always feeling tired. When I felt thirsty, I'd often go in for that extra coffee, which would ultimately dehydrate me even further, and this wouldn't help with my headaches either. And the icing on the cake. Excuse a pun. Going for that sugary-filled treat to reward myself. Just from these patterns that I've highlighted, you can just see how being overwhelmed can lead us down a path which is not healthy at all. This is what happened to me for quite some time. This is a situation which Oprah would call a whisper turning into a scream. When we feel overwhelmed, the best place to start is just breathing. What I do is I move myself away from the computer and start to move. Generally, I leave my phone or put it on Do Not Disturb, going for a walk and breathing in the nature around me and just letting my emotions settle and figuring out exactly what is going on. My body was trying to tell me to breathe. That's why I felt a heaviness around my head and jawline. My body was trying to tell me that I need hydration. That's why I was feeling thirsty. And my body was trying to tell me that I need to eat. That's why I craved sugar. It took me a while to listen to my body. And of course, it's difficult to do that with all the communication that we receive daily. So rather than being overwhelmed or underwhelmed, can't we just be whelmed? I know the word doesn't exist, and sometimes the feeling doesn't occur as often as we'd like. But the key here is to listen and respond, not to react. We have a choice to listen to the communication that comes in daily. we also have a choice of when to listen. Unfortunately, when it comes to our health and our bodies, we have no choice but to listen. Listen to you, your body, and what you need. Listen to the whispers before it becomes a scream, and catch the little splash before it becomes a tidal wave. Communication is just going to get louder and demand our attention more. This is why it's important to learn how to listen, especially to yourself. We can't just be whelmed, but we can learn to listen.
It's time to party, the Genie Show.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look, live unbound. Check it out at conair.com and search unbound.